Prizes, we haven't really talked about prizes, but prizes are a very good idea. It doesn't always incentivize the big affiliate so much because they make enough money that they don't care so much about prizes, but it can. Obviously, we're giving away a car like we did in the Arbitrage Conspiracy launch, then that's going to be a pretty important big prize. But most people aren't giving away cars. I mean, I don't usually do that. We just do that. We did that one time. But what you can do is there's a lot of ego involved, so you can tease them.
Yeah.
And you get on the phone and you're like, hey, man, like, you know, like, you know, John has, you know, 3 more sales than you. And, you know, you got to mail again. You got to beat John, man. Like, you're in third place. You could easily get second place. Go for it.
Yeah.
So you tease them. You get them to mail that extra time. You just get them to push a little more for you. So that's kind of how you use the prize angle. And what I wanted to say is, on the prizes, what you can do is you can just budget a certain dollar amount per sale. So depending on how big your ticket item is, you can say, okay, I'm going to $20, $30, $40, $10, whatever it is per sale. And that way you can figure out, like, how to give the prizes away. Because there's two ways you can do prizes. You can just do first, second, third, fourth, irregardless of number of sales that have been made. Or you can say, and this is a good way to do it, anybody who gets 10 sales gets this. Anyone who gets 20 sales gets this. That way it's achievable. And you can, if they're really close, you can push them to get, you know. And then you can also do prizes for the top. You can do both. You can also do prizes for the top few guys as well as that. Or you can just kind of come up with creative ideas to do it. But there's sort of two ways. One is if you get X amount of sales, you automatically get this prize. Mm-hmm. And the other is just straight ABC, you know, 1, 2, 3 kind of thing.
Right.
But it's good because you can really tease the affiliates as far as getting that next prize up or beating that other guy. And it works pretty well because
you use your affiliate guy for that, like the manager, or would you do it too? Just get on the phone or like in the email. You send out an email to everybody. Like,
yeah. Okay. In the emails that go up to the affiliates, you literally would announce the places of the different affiliates, and you could say, you know, here are the rankings of these affiliates.
Mm-hmm.
One thing though you might want to do is you might want to, depending on your niche, you might not want to give away all the affiliates' names because they can be valuable. So you might just put their first name.
Oh, I see.
And then the first letter of their last name, depending, unless it's obvious.
Yeah.
Obvious guys, but that's one way you can do it. Is in the email just show where all the different affiliates stand.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's important to talk about this earlier. Great idea to show the commissions that are being paid out in every email that goes to every affiliate and the second tier commissions with maybe a link to sign up.
Oh, that's awesome.
For their second tier. So each individual affiliate is going to get their second tier link sent to them in their personalized email.
Yeah, that's a good idea to show the second tier. Yeah.
Yeah. And the other thing, of course, you can have, I want to talk about is a blog, an affiliate blog. So on that affiliate blog is the contest stuff, who's doing, you know, the best. You can also do a video or videos on the affiliate blog. You can record them as the launch is progressing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, from the beginning, you know, hey, guys get excited, and all right, we're, you know, day 3, and, you know, we're getting more traffic than we ever got before. It's great to talk about how much traffic you're getting.
Mm-hmm.
We got 42,000 downloads of the ABC ebook.
Mm-hmm.
So you get the affiliates excited. As you can actually use that for the end user as well, the customer as well.
So
talking about how many people are downloading this, but even for the affiliates, you can talk about how well it's going and how great everyone's doing, and you can record videos throughout that launch process to get them excited because they're going to be coming in and checking that affiliate blog throughout the launch as well. Because remember, the real launch is to the affiliates, and that launch doesn't end after the launch starts. You can keep it going. Another good thing to do is mid-launch contests for affiliates. So partway through the launch, one of the things that we did for the last launch, the Arbitrage launch, was to say, okay, whoever gets the most opt-ins on this day, tomorrow, wins like a giveaway prize.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, that gives you more spikes.
Yeah.
We get them reloading it again and get more into the guts of what you're doing.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's good.
So, yeah, I did that the last launch. I just sent out an email to everyone saying, all right, whoever gets the most opt-ins on this 24-hour period wins a 42-inch TV. And you know what? That's a cool prize to win. It costs like $500. It don't cost a lot of money.
Yeah.
But if you're doing something smaller, make it a smaller prize. It doesn't have to be, if you're doing a small thing, it could be an iPod. It's just something cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then everyone gets that and goes...
It also gives you as the marketer an excuse to email them again, to promote again.
Yeah. Well, exactly.
Yeah, everything you can get is a reason. And I had a conversation with Gary Ambrose about this. Like, we were like, okay, they're going to do it today and tomorrow. I was like, today I'm going to, like, buy traffic just to win the prize, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And Gary's like, okay, well, I'll do it tomorrow then. And we were, like, planning it out to see who could win one. So,
yeah,
anyway,
correct.
It works really well. So
It does. I mean, I literally, because after that contest day was over, I had a few guys contact me and say, hey, did I win? Obviously, it caught their attention because, you know, it made the difference. And it probably paid for itself. you know, with the extra traffic that we got right around there. This another point here I'm looking at. What I talk about is when I sell the affiliates on promoting, I say, hey, I'll return the favor. You know, if you do, you know, you do a good job, I'll return the favor. And I don't end it with that. I say, when my launch is done, I'm going to have the sickest, best list in our entire niche because I have everybody mailing. I'm going to have the freshest, best, hottest prospects, the best leads, the best list. So you mail for me and I'll mail back for you, but with the best list in the business. That's a good thing to tell them as well.
That's big.
Yeah, get them excited. But it's true. I mean, if you get a bunch of great affiliates, you're really going to have a great list.
Mm-hmm.
And you can really go from nothing to overnight success. One of the interesting things people don't even think about or fail to realize with the arbitrage launch that was just massive, we didn't have a list. We did that with no list.
Right.
We had no list.
Wow.
Now there's a great big list there.
Yeah.
And the launch that I'm doing right now, we have a list, but it's not a very strong list. It's a relatively small list. But when this is done, my list will be as big, it'll be as good, as responsive, as high quality probably as, you know, the guys have been at this for a long, long time with these massive lists, because I'll have the hottest, freshest leads. So really, you can really create a list. That's a major, major benefit to doing this type of marketing. You create an incredible list overnight.
Yeah.
When I say overnight, maybe it's a few weeks, but virtually overnight. What else? So, yeah, we talked about the mid-launch contests, and you can do a lead contest or a sales contest. So the mid-launch contest might be whoever gets the most opt-ins on this day, but it might be whoever gets the most sales on this day, depending on where you are in the launch process. If it's before it's gone on sale, you can make it leads. If it's after, it can be sales. You can be creative. You can say, okay, for anyone who has under 10 sales, here, you know, make a you know, a contest just for little guys too, and make contests for the big guys. So there's just ways you can slice that up. But it's always good to think of, even though most of your sales come from the big guys, sometimes a lot of little guys can still add up. So if you get an extra sale or two for 15, 20 people, that could be an extra 30, 40 sales.
Right.
So don't forget about the little guys.
Yeah, it's like the long term.
Yeah.
You know, Ryan, he gave away a titanium spork in one of his, just for anybody to make one sale. And he's like, this thing's freaking awesome. You know, it's like, that made me want to get just one sale. I ended up getting a lot more, but I probably wouldn't have promoted it. So anyway, he gave out one prize even for just one sale, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
A spork.
Yeah, it's hard to... He's like, you will never not be able to eat because it'll last forever. It's a spork. So anyway, it was weird. But it worked.
Cool. Yeah, there's all kinds of ways you can be creative with prizes and getting people excited for stuff like that. And I think I mentioned this earlier, but another good idea... It's going to pay these affiliates as quickly as possible because then you establish credibility. So we talked about a second chance launch, and we'll show a typical launch schedule in just a few minutes. But a great idea is to pay these all your affiliates a percentage of what they've earned. Obviously, you hold back a significant amount for chargebacks and whatnot, but let them get a nice chunk of change before you even come out again with a second chance.
What kind of percentage would you try to do there?
Maybe you do... half, at least 50% of what they've earned. Because typically when you pay an affiliate, you're going to hold back 15% or so before the refund period.
Right.
So if you are paying out your affiliates before the refund period, you're going to hold back your typical refund, say 15%. But if you're paying out your affiliate just immediately, right away, then you don't want to go that far, because if you don't know some of the affiliates, you never know what's going on. So as long as you get a nice chunk of change in their hands right away, then when that second chance launch comes around, they'll be ready to go. And I suggest paying by PayPal, because you can obviously pay them right away.
Right.
And let them know, hey, you're paid. So now they really like you, because you pay them, they've made money, and they're going to do, you know, what you want. If they're making money from you, they're going to do well.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, if you're doing a launch in a niche that has not seen this type of launch before, they're really going to love you, because they've probably never made money this way before.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there's all kinds of niches you can go into and do this type of formula with, that anything you give them for them is going to be great, because they just made, for them, they did nothing. They sent a few emails, they did almost no work, and they made all this money.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that you really want to impress upon them. You say that I'm a master. When you say I'm a master of this type of marketing, I have thought of everything. I've created free content for your list. All you have to do is send a few emails, because I run into a little bit of resistance with individuals who've never done this before. Oh, I don't want to mail my list. I don't want to burn them. I only, you know, mail them, you know, special occasions on my birthday, and people who don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
So here's what I say to them. You know what? All you're doing is giving your list free content from me. They're going to love you. Because that's what you're doing in the launch. You're giving them a free ebook. Now you're going to give them a free video, a free report, more free videos. You're giving them content. You're like, hey, all you're doing is giving them free stuff. And if they like the free stuff, then we have a way for them to learn more by coming to maybe a webinar you're going to do. And if they like what they hear in the webinar, they can buy it. Mm-hmm. It's really easy. No one's going to be upset because you're giving away free stuff to your list. But that's what you can do. You can tell people who maybe are not familiar with this process, don't worry. Don't bring this up unless they do. Don't say, hey, don't worry about mailing your list. But if you get any resistance from them, then you can say, hey, you're just giving away free stuff. And that's going to be typically people who are not doing much internet marketing. Because anyone who does, they get it. Just like when I was at the trade show and someone said to me, I would never sell a competitor's product. That doesn't make any sense. And I said, well, we do it all the time because they might not like my wrapper. They might like your wrapper. And then 5 minutes later, the guy's like, oh, yeah, that makes a ton of sense. I would do that. I completely flipped him around once I explained it to him because it's really a win-win. Anyone who participates is going to just do well for themselves in many ways.
And I think once you do get them on board, the people in our market kind of forget how easy it is. They're just sending some emails, making tens of thousands of dollars. The other guys will probably freak out and tell everybody, you know. Like in our market, we're like, oh, he didn't pay. We get kind of like spoiled, I guess the word is, you know. But in the other market, you probably just flip out and they make that kind of money. And just get a whole lot of other people on board.
If you're starting, for anyone watching, if you're starting some small product, you've never done this before, what I would say is that if someone makes any money, if they make $1,000, that could be a ton of money to them.
Right.
It's $1,000 they never would have had before.
Yeah.
And if you're PayPaling them, money right away, give them half of that, $500. Wow, that is like $500. Mm-hmm. For smaller individuals, that's significant. And that $1,000 you're paying out, well, you probably made $1,000. You do that 10 or 15, 20 affiliates, and that's the average. It adds up really quickly.
Right.
So you can really start from almost nothing and build it into something very quickly doing this style of marketing.
Yeah.